Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministry. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain, baptize us once again. We thirst for you.
God bless you, beloved. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor. It is a blessing to be with you once again today. Truly, we do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. And this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We're so glad and blessed you are joining us for the broadcast today. Amen. We're excited about the word of the Lord, and we're going right back into the word of God. We are doing a teaching, going through the book of Acts, and we're in Acts chapter 9, praise the Lord. And on our last broadcast, we talked about Saul and his conversion and how he came to the Lord while on the road to Damascus. He was on a mission, praise the Lord, to persecute the Christians and havoc in the church even more, praise God. But God got a hold of his life, praise the Lord. He ended up on a street called Straight. Praise God, sent the man of God by the name of Ananias, amen, and showed him in a vision to go and lay hands on the man of God that he might receive his sight. Amen. And to let him know that we're picking up, praise God, as Saul gave his heart to the Lord, was baptized, amen, in the Spirit and the Holy Ghost, and received his sight and began to preach Jesus. He began to declare the word of the Lord, that God is real, praise the Lord. And we see here, we're going to pick up now, amen, on around verse 23, praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, Lord God, for just allowing us one more time to be on the air. And we just ask, Father, that you bless your word today. Bless everyone that lives, a God. Lord, let your word go down and let it permeate our soul and our spirit, Father. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you that your word is life, is light to us, is food down in the marrow of our bone. Father God, we thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for the ministry of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing in this. Every God can. We thank you for it now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now let's pick up at Acts chapter 9 again. Now we see, let's back up just a little bit to verse 20, where it says that after Saul received his strength, amen, he abided in the city of Damascus. Praise God. In verse 20 says, and straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed and said, is not this he that destroyed them which called on this name in Jerusalem and came hither for that intent, that he might bring them bound unto the chief priest? So I'm sure that the people were amazed at all of us, man, that a man were had in letters and had authority to bring all of those that were preaching about the Lord and preaching Jesus and speaking in his name by his authority, praise God, now was preaching that this really is the Son of God. So I'm sure that they were very much amazed at the transformation that took place in the life of Saul. But we know that by the power of the Holy Ghost, God changes lives. Praise God. He changes us and he makes a difference in our lives when we come to him and we're really born again. Praise God. When you really have a true born-again experience with the Lord, your life will never, ever, ever be the same again. Amen. Everything about you will change. Your walk will change. Your talk will change. Your behavior will change. Your attitude will change. Everything about you will change when Jesus comes in, because he does make a difference in our lives. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in verse 22, but Saul increased the more in strength, and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. Now, Paul received revelation from the Lord, from the Holy Ghost, who Jesus was. He did not walk with the disciples. He did not walk with Jesus when he was on the earth. Praise the Lord. But God revealed himself to Saul. Praise the Lord. The Lord revealed himself to Saul to let him know who he was. So he had such a powerful encounter with the Lord. Amen. Now realize, beloved, this is on the other side of the cross. Now Jesus has died and rose again. So we are in that vein as well. Praise the Lord. Because God reveals himself to us. Amen. We were not there literally as walk the earth, but yet we know by the power of the Holy Ghost and because of what God has done and proved himself, that we know that God is real, that Jesus is real, that he's alive, amen, and that he is seated at the right hand of the Father. Thank you, Lord. Now, verse 23 says, and after that, these were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. So evidently, Saul was really making an impact, praise the Lord, because they said, wait a minute, he is now become a dirt. He's on the other side. We must kill him. We must stop, amen, him right in his tracks. But their laying await was known of Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Now, how many of us are really that much of a threat, amen, to the enemy's camp, that he would really want to take us out and kill us? Praise the Lord. Now, when you, amen, really have committed to the Lord, you begin to speak and share the name of Jesus. Amen. The enemy will try his best to stamp you out, amen, to pull you down, to do everything to keep you from proclaiming the name of the Lord. Praise God. Now, verse 25 says, then the disciples took him by night and let him down by the wall in a basket. So Saul literally had to run for his life. It wasn't time for him to die. Praise the Lord. But because the enemy had risen up and the people decided that they were going to kill him, they thought it was best that, you know, Saul, we must out of here now. We must. Amen. You must escape. You've got to go on. Praise the Lord. So 26 picks up and says, and when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. Now, isn't this something? They thought he was a traitor. Praise God. Saul had just really wreaked so much havoc. They didn't know if they could really trust him. Praise God. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles, and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. And he was with them coming in and going out at Jerusalem. So Barnabas recognized the anointing of God on Saul's life and said, look, you know, this man really has changed. The Lord has come into his life. The Lord revealed himself to him. He has really had an encounter with God. People can recognize the anointing of God on your life, the presence of God on your life. Amen. And they know, even people in the world know when you really are saved, when there's something different about you. Because, again, the Lord makes a difference in our life. Now, verse 29, it says, and he spake boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Grecians. But they went about to slay him. Once again, we see Saul, amen, about to get in trouble, praise the Lord. Which when the brethren knew, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him forth to Tarsus. So, you know, I laugh a little bit about Saul, praise God, because he was very bold. The Lord, I don't, amen. Praise God. He did not allow the people to intimidate him. He just declared the word, and he did it with boldness. He did it with faith, and he did it because he really had an encounter with the Lord. Amen. The Lord really made a great impact in this man's life. Verse 31 says, then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord, and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, they were multiplied. Because they had went through so much persecution, they had went through so much, praise the Lord, not really turmoil, but just really a time of constant being persecuted and being taunted or mocked or whatever they went through, praise God, because of Jesus and because of their stand, praise God. But God began to give them a little bit of a breather, praise God. They had some rest, praise God. They continued to preach the Lord. They continued to share Jesus. And it came to pass as Peter passed throughout all quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydia. And he found a certain man named Ananias, which had kept his bed 8 years, and he was sick of the palsy. So this man was sick, he was lame, praise God, he was sick in his body, he had an infirmity. And Peter said unto him, Ananias, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. He spoke the word, praise God, arise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. This man heard the word that Peter spoke, that Jesus made him whole. Praise God. And when we hear the word of the Lord, we've got to grab, praise God, grab it by faith. Jesus comes to heal us. He comes to cleanse us. He comes to deliver us. He comes to set us free. Amen. Praise the Lord. So when we declare and decree the word of God, then we must get up and walk in the word. Amen. This man believed the word of God. Praise God. Jesus came to do a work in his life. Amen. He received it. He got up and he was made whole. Not down the road, not 10 years later. Immediately. Praise the Lord. And all that dwelt at Lydia and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. You see, signs, wonders, and miracles, praise God, are for the unbeliever. Amen. We know that the gifts operate in the ministry, praise the Lord, but the signs come, amen, follow our ministry so that people know that God is real, the power of God is real. We've seen so much falsity. We've seen so much negativity as a result of the gifts in operation, as a result of people being healed and miracles being performed. But this is part of what we as Christians, believers, must walk in every day of the world. Praise God. We should walk in the power of God, walk in his word, declare and decree the word of the Lord. Praise God. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. And forasmuch as Lydia was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Now, they had an emergency because this woman of God had died, praise God, but they knew where Peter was, so they sent word for him to come immediately, praise the Lord. Isn't it something how God uses apostles in this way? And I believe that God wants to do the same thing in this hour, praise God, true apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Praise God that we should go forth proclaiming the word of God, laying hands on the sick, praise God, and seeing them recover by the power of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas had made while she was with them. But Peter put them out, praise God, amen, because they were in a state of grief, amen, and kneeled down and prayed, because no doubt he wanted to know, okay, Lord, this woman of God is gone, and what's going on? But he began to pray, amen, and turning him to the body, he said, Tabitha, arise. And her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. So Peter, by the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, called her back, and she was resurrected. She came back to life, praise God. God brought her back from death, Thank you, Jesus. Now, again, these are the gifts in operation, praise God, because the Bible said that when we lay hands on the sick, they will recover. Amen. We would cast out demons, all these things that we would do in the name of and by the authority of God. So when God gives you a directive, when he gives you a direct order, beloved, it's important and imperative that you follow God's instruction. Praise the Lord. It's important now that we obey God 100%. Amen. That we walk pleasing to God. Amen, that we mind God in this hour, that we see miracles performed, that we see, amen, the power of God in operation in our midst. Amen. Now, and he gave her his hand and lifted her up, and when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive. And it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Now, see, notice, beloved, amen, when this miracle happened, they knew Peter had nothing to do with it per se. All he did, he spoke the word. Amen. He was a chosen vessel. He believed God. He knew that God was real. He knew that Jesus was real. Praise God. He prayed. Amen. The Lord told him exactly what to do concerning this woman. Amen. He spoke the word. He spoke, amen, life. Amen. He called her by name. That's all he did. Praise the Lord. And the Lord did the work. And the word of God says, many believed in the Lord. And we are to lead men, women, boys, and girls to Jesus. The gifts come, amen, miracles come, healings take place in our midst, that people will believe and know that Jesus is real. It's not about a man or a woman. So many times people have turned their mind and heart toward people. Praise the Lord. I was just watching a ministry just not long ago, where God was using, amen, a certain a man of God, amen. And so many times we follow after gifts and we follow after people. But gifts come, amen, to prove who Jesus is. Signs and wonders should follow the work. Praise the Lord. And I want to keep saying this, beloved, because when we get in proper order, amen, God will even greater things. Praise God. When we see lives change and transformed by the power of God, we see children coming to the Lord, repent their hands and saying, God, save me, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Praise God, that's the power of God. And the convicting power of the Holy Ghost comes that we might, that people may know Jesus is real. Praise God. So it's important that we preach the Lord, that we preach the word, preach the uncompromised gospel of Jesus Christ. Share the Lord, even by your witness, just by being in the midst, praise God. Your atmosphere should change when you walk into a facility, when you walk even on your job, even in your home. The atmosphere, praise God, should not be conducive with the world, conducive with the enemy. It should not be to where demonic activity is so prevalent, amen, that the power of God, amen, cannot come in and cause peace to come in, praise God. So we need to take authority over our atmosphere. We need to command the enemy to behave, praise God. Demons become subject to the name of the Lord. Walk in the authority, amen, that God has given you. Learn how to walk and take up your authority, praise God, according to the word of God. Amen. These men of God, women of God, walked in the authority that Jesus gave them. And it's time now, beloved, that we take up, praise God, amen, our not only our cross, but it's important and imperative that we walk in the authority that the Lord has given to us, praise God, that we walk in who we are. Praise God, we belong to God. We're the righteousness of God in Christ, praise God. So there is no reason why the enemy should continually wreak havoc in our midst. Amen. When we keep doors open, we keep open doors to carnality and flesh, and we don't bring the flesh under, praise God. The enemy has a right to reign, rule, amen, walk over us, do everything that he thinks he's big and bad enough to do. But when we live surrendered lives, obedient lives to the Lord, praise God, and we call on the name of the Lord with authority and boldness, praise God. Amen, because the word tells us to come boldly to the throne of God, grace, where we might find help in time of need. So if we need help in an area, we can call on the Lord, praise God. He will answer, praise God. I believe it's in Isaiah where it talks about before you call, he'll answer. While you're yet speaking, he's coming. He's coming to meet the need. He's coming to see about you, praise God. So we must make sure that we keep, amen, our lives to where God, amen, can flow through them. Amen, that the power of God will be resident and real and manifested in our midst, praise God. Now, so it says, 43, and it came to pass that he tarried many days in Joppa with one Simon, a tanner. Praise God. So this is Peter. Praise God. See the miracles, and we see what the healing, amen, that took place here, and amen, God raising this precious woman of God, amen, from the dead. And God wants to raise up a people, amen, an apostolic voice, praise the Lord, a body of believers, amen, that will go forth, amen, in the power and the anointing of God, that we mind the same thing, praise God, that we mind the word of God, that we obey the word of God, that we live the word, that we walk the word of God, that we talk the word of God. Amen. We've got to change our atmospheres, beloved. And it begins with prayer. When we learn how to pray and we learn how to seek the face of God and we stay in his face, praise God. Amen. Your world is going to change. Your life is going to change. Everything about you will change. Your attitude will change. Your behaviors will change. Praise God. Amen. You'll begin to see, amen, the sun shining in a new way. Praise God. It could be raining on the outside, but yet God could turn that around. Even you'll see God even in the rain. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. God wants to change our world, change our atmospheres. Praise God. Even those that are working, praise God. Those that are in school, praise the Lord. No matter what facet of life you're in, amen, God wants to bring about change. There is shifting and changing taking place now in the body of Christ as never before. Praise God. God is calling us to a higher level of prayer. Amen. And we can see the power of God moving in this book. Amen. And God is wanting to move in the earth. He wants to, amen, declare the word of the Lord, and the Holy Ghost, amen, must be made known, and that he is real and that he is the agent that's moving in the earth now in and among the believers. Praise the Lord. We're the righteousness of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So it's imperative, amen, that we, amen, display the Lord. Praise God. I'm excited about this word, excited about, amen, what God, amen, in the word of the Lord. Amen. Because truly, God's word is powerful. It's quick and it's powerful. It's alive. Praise God. The more you read it, the more you study it, praise God, the more you're going to desire from God. And we're seeing so much in this book and how God is moving through the men and women of God. Amen. In verse 10, we're going to just go here just a little bit. Praise God. It says, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band. Now, this man was a Gentile. Amen. And he was a devout man, one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. Now, he feared God. That means he reverenced him. Amen. He took note that God was God. Amen. But he prayed. He gave. Praise God. He prayed all the time. Amen. In verse 3, it says he's... yes, he saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto Cornelius. Now, it just amazes me, beloved, how the angels of God and the Spirit of the Lord would move and minister to the people. This man needed more from God. He was praying. He was seeking the Lord, but there was more. There was a greater hunger that had begun to be developed in his life. And so the angel of the Lord, he saw in a vision, praise God, coming to him. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. Amen. So the angel of the Lord was letting him know, I've heard your prayer. Amen. God is speaking to you today, beloved. God has heard your prayer. Praise God. Many of you right now, you have been praying, you've been seeking the Lord about different things, praise God, and waiting on God, fasting and praying before the Lord. Amen. God has heard your prayer. He's going to begin to give the answers that you need. Praise the Lord. Begin to show you, amen, the things that you need to do. Praise God. God's going to begin to give visitation, even the more to the people of God. Amen. We're going to have visitations from God, visions and dreams. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is wanting to reconnect the body in such an awesome way to the power of God and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Direction, because coming up in 2012, we're going to need the direction of God. We're going to need to know really how to hear the voice of God. Amen. We're going to need to know how to walk in the authority that the Lord has given. Praise the Lord. God has given us authority. Amen. He's mandated us and given us a mandate. Amen. To speak and declare the word of the Lord. Praise God. But to, more importantly, to follow after him. It's important, beloved, that we follow after Christ, that we stay close to him, that we draw near to him. Praise the Lord. That we stay in that vein of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. It's very important. Amen. That we stay in prayer now. Stay connected, amen, to the power source. Stay connected to God in a new and a fresh way. Renew your relationship with every day. Renew your time with him. Praise God. Don't, in other words, be diligent, amen, to pray, to seek God, to read your word every day. Amen. Commune with the Lord, amen, because God desires, amen, to speak to you. He desires, amen, to fellowship with you. Amen. And this is what Cornelius did. Cornelius was a man, amen, that spent time with God. He fasted and prayed. Amen. He did it all the time. He was consistent. And when you're consistent with a thing, amen, then you will persist. Amen. When you're consistent, you will persist. Praise the Lord. When you're constantly going before God. Amen. And then you get to an area of prayer where you've got to be persistent. You're going to do it. Praise God. You're going to push through it. Praise God. And we must push through some things now. Amen. So I'm encouraging you today, amen, to take time with the Lord. Amen. Every day, seek his face. Don't seek his hand, but seek the face of God. Amen. Get in the presence of the Lord and allow the Lord, glory to God, to minister to you in a real way, in a deep way, a fresh way, even on today. Before you go to work, if you're not at work yet or you're preparing to go to work, praise God, spend a few minutes with God. Amen. Ask the Lord to order your steps, order your day. Ask the Lord to give you wisdom, direction, guidance, that he would lead you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Pastors, just spend that time before the Lord. Amen. Just dwell in his presence and allow the freshness of God to come up over you and minister to you in a sweet way. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, God, for what you're doing for your people. We thank you for the ministry of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for how you are encouraging us and inspiring us to get in an even closer relationship with you, Lord. Father God, I thank you for your word today, and I pray for your people. I pray, Father, that you will continue to shed light on your word. Give us a deeper hunger, a greater desire, a greater push for you, Father. Lord, help us, God, to keep our eyes on you, to continually walk upright before you. Oh, God, we thank you now. We thank you for your word today. We thank you, God, that you're healing sick bodies, that you're raising the dead, that you're restoring lives, that you're changing lives, changing marriages and bringing families back together, reconciling, restoring. Oh, God, we thank you for that. We thank you for your word today. Minister, Father God, as only you can. God, we love you. We appreciate you. Oh, God, take us further in your word. God, hide us in your tabernacle. Father God, heal, oh God, that one is sick. Oh God, work a miracle for your people. God, we thank you now. We praise you for what you're doing. We thank you that by the Holy Ghost, you're healing, you're setting free. Oh God, we thank you now. We give you praise, God. We give you honor. We give you glory for all things, oh God. And Lord, keep us in the center of your will. Don't let us, God, walk in permissiveness, but let us walk in your perfect will, obeying you, God, to the fullest. And we'll never cease to praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, we thank God that you've joined us today. Amen. We thank God for the word of the Lord. We want you to continue to listen in to the broadcast. On our next broadcast, we will pick up in Acts chapter 10, going through this great book, amen, of Acts. Praise the Lord. And seeing God move, amen, in a mighty way. Until our next broadcast, we pray that the Lord will continue to bless you and keep you in his care. Continue to listen. Amen. Continue to be encouraged in the Lord and know that God loves you. He really does. He has your best interest at heart because he cares just for you. Until our next broadcast, be blessed, beloved, in the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministry. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.wopministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments at prayer@wopministries.org. You may also write us at Women of Power Ministries, 1030 Sumac, Pueblo, West Colorado, 81007. Until our next broadcast, beloved, keep looking up and know that God is working all things out just for you because He loves you and He cares. In a dry